Before we get into today's episode of the Kona Edge, I just wanted to give you a heads up once again that at the end of this month, we are once again giving away an entry into a half Ironman race anywhere in the world you can race. If you'd like to enter, all you need to do is head over to the KonaEdge.com/win. You can also text the word Ironman to 44222 if you're in the United States, and I'll send you the details on how you can get into the draw. And it's as simple as becoming a patron of the Kona Edge. So if you spare a few cents our way and help us keep the lights on, we'll put your name into the draw. For every dollar that you pledge, you get one entry into the draw. It'll be happening on the 1st of July. So head over to thekonaedge.com/win, or you can text the word Ironman to 44222.
Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
We get to chat some running on today's podcast. This is the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. As always, it's fantastic to have you on board. Thanks for taking the time to, first of all, find this podcast, download it, and listen to it. I know it's not the easiest of sort of mediums to access. It's a lot more difficult than switching on a radio and listening to the rubbish that they sprout out there, but I do appreciate you taking the time to spend with me today. It is hugely, hugely appreciated. Today's guest is a fantastic runner, although he has struggled with quite a few injuries over his fairly short triathlon career, and we're going to delve into that and some of the things he's done that he thinks has helped his run, but some of the things he's done that may have hindered, and some of the things he's doing to currently get better and stronger to make sure he stays injury-free. I'm talking, of course, of James Burke, who returns today from Wisconsin, and we'll touch base with James in just a moment. Before I do get into our coach's corner, though, just once again, a massive thank you to everyone who is helping us out here on the Kona Edge. We're getting some amazing, amazing responses and sort of feedback from people. If you'd like to be in touch, the website to get to is thekonaedge.com, or you can pop me an email, brad@thekonaedge.com. If you've got any suggestions or questions or, please do let me know. I love hearing from triathletes around the world. I'm pretty passionate about the sport, and I love just hearing from people who've got something in common with me. Doesn't matter where they are on the planet. So it's brad@thekonaedge.com. Do reach out, and we look forward to chatting. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Let's chat some running, and we head back to Wisconsin now. James Burke joins us. James, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. You've mentioned a couple of times to me in previous chats about injuries that you've struggled with over your triathlon career. It's something that's plagued you and still plagues you. It is a real struggle, isn't it?
Yeah. I've developed some tendonitis in my Achilles tendon, and I've had some calf muscle strain issues that I think were largely the result of overuse and really kind of bad discipline around training and stretching and foam rolling and kind of just taking care of your body.
You mentioned your wife's dead keen to get you more into yoga, the sort of recovery, and you mentioned the stretching and foam rolling that does play a big part. And often when triathletes are time pressed, that's the first sort of session to go, is your strength and conditioning and your sort of stretches and that sort of thing. It's, Do you think it needs to play a more prominent role in your training schedule?
Yeah, personally, absolutely. I had a pretty good discipline around massages when I was in, kind of peak training. And again, when I would get time crunched, that would be the first one that I would drop off. And I think, particularly as you age and you get older, then it becomes all the more important of of it's the recovery is almost as important, if not more important, than the actual sessions that you're doing.
Yeah, with a swim time like yours, I think you can leave the swimming. You should be fine. Keep those recovery and massages and those sort of sessions in, I reckon. That's just my my 2 cents worth. But let's talk about running. You mentioned the swim background. You've also got a pretty decent running background. Is it something you love doing, or is it a bit of a necessary evil?
No, I loved running growing up, and I did track all throughout, growing up in grade school. I had a stint of marathons where I had probably a 4-year window where I did a couple marathons a year and really enjoyed that. And then the injury bug snuck up, and I think had I known what I know now, I was overtraining from a running perspective and would have been better suited to maybe mix in some swimming and biking, even though I wasn't doing triathlon at the time.
Brilliant. Over time, benefits that and sort of gains that you've got, that you think things you've done that have moved the needle on your run, is there anything you can pinpoint?
I would tell you 2 things. One, I do more higher intensity track workouts, and sometimes they're not on the track, but higher intensity, quicker cadence work than I've ever done before. I just kind of went out and I would run a five mile loop, and I'd do it as hard as I could. The other piece that I learned is that you don't need to run hard every time you run. And so your easy days really do need to be easy. And in fact, that's one that I'm still trying to master because I'm, time crunched athlete. When you get out there, you want to get in this great workout. But the reality is that the recovery runs are probably as important as the hard sessions.
It's so interesting you say that, because that is, I think, one of the biggest struggles for like you say, time pressed triathletes. And with running being as hard as it is on the body, it's easy to think that you have to make this count. And whereas that could be probably part of the injury concerns as well, and what's flaring them up.
Yeah, and so I had a pretty bad bout of lower leg injury last year, in 2016. And when I got hurt, it was at one of my highest volume weeks. And it was, the 2 weeks preceding were also high volume. And I think I was just fatigued to the point where my muscles just broke down. And so, the things you learn, after the fact.
As far as running marathons, you mentioned you had run a few marathons a year before you got into triathlon. I find a lot of age groupers, the only marathon they ever run is in an Ironman. Do you think it was a bit of an advantage having that marathon background and knowing what it takes to race a marathon hard?
I think it probably helped in a sense, and it hurt in a sense. So it helped that I knew that I could do the distance, and that I knew I could accomplish it. It hurt in the sense that I knew how bad it hurt to do that distance and then put on a swim and a bike ahead of that. And so I was a bit of a head case the first one I did, because I just couldn't fathom doing all of that and then going and doing a marathon.
As far as sort of things you're working on right now on your run, what are you trying to improve besides staying injury free?
Yeah, I'm trying to improve my high end speed. So because I'm focusing a little bit more on the half distance, I'm trying to get some speed back in my legs. And so I've been doing more, like I said, quicker sessions with higher intensity, as opposed to the kind of the long, slow miles that I've done in years past.
And your favorite run workouts, what do you love doing?
So I have a couple loops that I do. One of them is here in town, and then the other one, ironically, is actually in Madison, Wisconsin, which is about an hour away. I used to live there, and there's a lake that is 11-mile loop around it, and it's still to this day my favorite run loop. Certainly a longer distance one, but anytime I'm out that way, I usually try and hit it.
Sounds amazing. Well, James, thanks for sharing your run tips here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. We look forward to chatting about your nutrition next time out.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me.
And that's it for another edition of the Kona Edge. And before I leave you, though, a quick iTunes review. This one from Australia, from JohnZ77, saying, fantastic motivation tips and tricks. It's a fantastic podcast for all podcasts, not just those wanting to get to Kona. Keep listening on the long session. Perfect listening for on the long training sessions on the trainer for motivation tips and from age groupers. Brad Brown does a fantastic job connecting listeners to age group stories around the world. I love the stories, I must say, John Z. That's probably my favorite bit. I love the tips and tricks and things they've done to get better, and I always learn something. But I just really resonate with the stories. I think everyone has a story, and I think that's the thing I love most about this podcast, and hopefully you do too. So thanks for listening, John Z. Thanks for that review as well. And if you'd like to help us out by leaving us a review, it's pretty easy. All you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/win. We're giving away an entry to an Ironman as well. So if you take 5 minutes and you're feeling pretty lucky, you could be racing on me in 2017. So go check it out. That's thekonaedge.com/win.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of The Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on thekonaedge.com/running seminar.